and Indy, and everything that flies. It's all about the race, and it's everything we know. Full down throttle, welcome to the show. Race Day Rock, it's your speedway report now. Race Day Rock, it's your facts from the track. Race Day Rock, it's the speedway report now. This is how we rock, this is how we roll. NASCAR, ARCA, modifieds and drag, F1 and Indy, and everything. Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. With all of the criticism and disappointment in NASCAR, a feel-good story comes out of Road America. Now, Gateway Motorsports Park knocks one out of the park, and USAC Sprint Cars run four straight nights in Kokomo, Indiana. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, August the 28th, 2017, from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining the fastest half hour in racing. We're on racersreunion.com, Facebook Live, and speedwayreport.com. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Command Center Studios, he is Eclipse Free producer Jeff Gilder. He's giving us four tires and fuel, as well as any leftover Eclipse glasses for our run to the checkered flag to the top of the hour. Good to be back on the air with all of you. Let's jump right into the Speedway Report Victory Lane lap as a late summer weekend, last full one in August, produced some fantastic stories we're going to be talking about with you a little later tonight. NASCAR's Xfinity Tour was up in the great state of Wisconsin, Elkhart Lake, at Road America, one of the premier road racing facilities in all of the United States. Feel-good story, Jeremy Clements out of South Carolina, his family-owned team, wins his first ever NASCAR Xfinity Series race. He's been trying for 14 years. NASCAR's Whelen Modified Tour ran last Saturday night in Seekonk, Massachusetts, the Concrete Palace. Doug Kobe was your winner there. NASCAR's K&N Pro Series West Tour was on Roseburg, Oregon. No surprise here either, as Todd Gilliland takes the checkered flag. He's won so many of these between the East and West Tours this year. IndyCars were at the Gateway Motorsports Park outside of St. Louis, Missouri. Penske driver Joseph Newgarden muscled past Penske driver Simon Pagenaud and took the win in a good short track race. For these guys, it's a short track race. Great race, great event there out at Gateway. Formula One got off their summer break in late August here as they took up the challenge at Spa-Francorchamps in Belgium, one of the most picturesque road racing facilities, never mind America, in all of the world. Spa, legendary facility there. Lewis Hamilton in the Mercedes, he put up some career numbers over the weekend. He wound up atop of the podium. Jumping over to dirt, the Lucas Oil Late Models were on the track in Lawrenceburg, Indiana on Saturday night. No surprise there either. Scott Blomquist held the trophy high in victory lane. This seems to be the weekend of no surprise winners except for Jeremy Clements. All these other guys were rattling off. Regular guys, your usual crowd winning left and right. The World of Outlaw Late Models raced Saturday night at Lake City, Michigan, where Shane Clanton was the winner. They also made a doubleheader return last night as well. Shane Clanton, I don't think he won there. I got that written down. I don't believe he won both nights there. I'll have to double check on that, see if I can get back to you guys. World of Outlaw Sprints raced Friday night in Rapid City, South Dakota. Shane Stewart won that A-Main, and I know on Saturday night, Darren Pittman won the Sprint Car Main there for their doubleheader in South Dakota. The ARCA cars don't do a whole lot of road racing, a little bit each year, but they were a support class for the Xfinity Series cars at Road America. Austin Theriault was the winner of that event. And what we teased you with at the opening of the show, the USAC Sprints, We're down in Kokomo, Kokomo, Indiana, for a four-night stretch. Let's back up to last week on Wednesday night. Kevin Thomas Jr. was your winner. Thursday night, C.J. Leary takes the checkered flag. On Friday night, Tyler Courtney was your winner. Well, Courtney liked it so much, he doubled up and came back as your A main winner on Saturday night. Grandview, Pennsylvania's season is getting very late in the going. Tim Buckwalter won the small block dirt modified show there Saturday night. Their Freedom 76 is coming up in a few weeks. They announced that big event will pay $30,000 to the winner coming up in mid-September. Yeah, we'll cover that right here on Speedway Report. Now, the Cars Tour was local to me in Concord, North Carolina this past weekend. Excuse me. At the half mile, the paved half mile, they ran twin 125s. The super late model 125 race was won by Cole Rouse and the late model stock car portion by Josh Berry. We all know Berry. He drives for Dale Jr.'s side on the late model stock side. The Southern Modified Racing Series ran in Asheboro, North Carolina on the half mile Saturday. Burt Myers was your winner there, coming off fresh from his eighth championship at the Madhouse at Bowman Gray Stadium. And one of the biggest short track races all season long, the Oxford 250, concluded last night up in Oxford, Maine. Curtis Gary takes the checkered flag there. Not only does he have a nice trophy, but he's got about 35,000 reasons to smile after that big race took the checkered flag last night. Where do we begin with all these stories? We've got some regular guys in Victory Lane, the common ones. Gilliland wins again. Blomqvist wins again. Yeah, we got that. Taking nothing away from these guys. They're the superstars of their sport. NASCAR Xfinity Series goes road racing yesterday afternoon. Jeremy Clements comes out and takes the checkered flag. Now, did you see the race? Let's start with that. A lot of circumstances here put Clements in the national spotlight yesterday. First of all, there was somewhat of a rare off weekend in Cup. They don't have too many per year, and this one often falls within July. This time comes up right before the Labor Day weekend, so there's no Cup race, and the Xfinity cars are on the road course. NBCSN does not even carry coverage, but the major power player here, NBC, has them on a Sunday afternoon. They have this magical spotlight in the getting national headlines. Clements winds up in Victory Lane. Now, if you watch this, he had a spin with Matt Tift with just over a lap to go, coming off the final corner as they were going to head to start the last lap. It's a right-hander. Then you go uphill towards the start-finish line. Clements was underneath Matt Tift. Matt Tift, 21-year-old young guy, a development driver with Joe Gibbs Racing. Tift has a lot of victories and a bright future in motorsports ahead of him. Clements gets underneath him. Clements was quicker, case closed, at that point in the race. But he did get loose. Clements got loose underneath him. Hit Tift. Both of them spun off the track, running first and second, about ready to come up the hill to go to the white flag. Both of them spun off the track into the sand trap. Clements spins it around, dumps the clutch, gets back going a little quicker than Tift, and comes up the hill to take the white flag. Now he's got a pretty big lead with Tift a little bit back in second. Tift did lose second place, wound up finishing third in the race. Clements goes the final lap and takes a checkered flag in this. Now, this is, as we said on the Victory Lane lap, he's been racing in Xfinity for 14 years. This is tough for this crew to even get a top 10, a top 20, a top 15 on some of the mile and a half tracks. Local team owned by the family. Jeremy's the kind of guy, works on the car, sets the car up. His dad runs the engine shop. Clements is a engine builder down in South Carolina. At a former job, I used to talk to Clements all the time. They were regular customers with a supply company that I used to work for. This is just as salt of the earth, blue collar, southern as you can get. Native folks just trying to race, do the best they can with what they got. It's almost like a throwback. You talk about Darlington's throwback weekend coming up. This is the throwback to the Jimmy Means time, the J.D. McDuffies of the world, the Tommy Gales. This is that type of a story where Clements goes to work on the car. He works in his father's shop, works on the car, you know, tows the car here and there, helps load it, set it up. He's one of the guys in the shop, and then he goes and drives the car. And he's got 250 some odd starts. I was reading the numbers. He's been there for years and years and years, and a road course kind of, you know, levels the playing field a little bit here. Acted a little bit like a restrictor plate race would, or maybe a short track would, where, you know, these mile and a halfs and these downforce engineering marvels that NASCAR has, it's really, really tough for any of those teams, those mid-level to lower-level teams, to rise up and take advantage, and maybe with lightning striking. But this time, with the road course, Jeremy Clements, South Carolina guy, you know, right place, right time, right strategy, good car, chassis that was built in 2008. Yeah, not last year, the earlier this year, 2008, this car was built, so it's a 9-year-old chassis, and he rolls to victory lane in this thing. Now, he gained unfortunate headlines. One of the bigger stories that surrounded Clements, which makes this win so good for me because it justifies, was he got suspended from NASCAR back in 2013. We remember this. If you don't remember the story, it was at Daytona. Right around the Daytona 500 in February, the 2013 Speed Weeks, there was a writer following him around, asking him some questions, getting a feel for, you know, what stock car racing was about. I don't believe the writer was regularly versed in auto racings, but they was talking about Clements, and they asked him, "What is there a driver? Something about a driver's code? Do you or do you not race somebody? Is there a rule as to how you drive other guys?" And Clements, being a, you know, blue-collar, hardworking guy that he is, spoke off the cuff and used a term that we'd all get in a lot of trouble with. He goes, the N-word that, you know, I don't even want to say it on the air because someone will snag a broadcast here and, you know, claim racism on this, even though I'm using it out of context to talk about what other, you know, someone else said. Well, a NASCAR official got word of this. They reported it to the big offices down in NASCAR land, and Clements winds up getting a suspension. It wasn't meant as a racial slur, but, you know, certain vocabulary you can't use like that. By coincidence, big point that was brought up, the next day at the Daytona 500, who was one of the honored guests of NASCAR, but none other, hip-hop artist himself, 50 Cent, was in the garage area on pit road as a guest. Yeah, I don't know if it was a guest of NASCAR, guest of the Speedway, whatnot, but this was one of the great hypocritical moments in stock car racing, where a guy that supports the series week in and week out used a term and got suspended, and you have a hip-hop artist who uses the term regularly in his lyrics was a honored guest and given the VIP treatment that day at the 500. Clear case of talking out of both sides of your head, so to speak. We'll call it nice like that. But Clements was the victim of that. He's a good guy, used a poor choice of words, yet we look the other way when certain people do things and we throw certain other people under the bus just for the sake of a narrative. That was 4 years ago. Clements served the suspension, came back, has been racing hard ever since, fighting the sponsorship battle, as so many teams do. Now, he stands in victory lane yesterday. This is a feel-good story on so many levels. Family-owned team throws it back to when the journeyman drivers when I grew up that you just don't see anymore. They barely exist. But here we go. Clements wins in the second highest series that NASCAR has. Now, what's next? Well, Clements said in victory lane, some of these big teams, hey, give me a call. I'm here for you guys. He is a good driver that could get the job done with a major team. Could be an Xfinity Series championship contender. Would be a great spokesman for a sponsor if they were to come on board his team. That would be fantastic. But these wins don't always lead to that moment. There was, you know, the biggest one brought up recently was Trevor Bayne's win in the 2011 Daytona 500. Wood Brothers had about a 10 or 11 race schedule planned that season because of sponsorship. Well, they won the Daytona 500. They continued to look for sponsorship to fill in more races. The prize money was there to help them along, but it never materialized until several years later. Now here they are sitting very nicely with Ryan Blaney on a full season, but that was 6 years ago it took for them to continue to rebuild that organization. So it's not instantaneous. So I wish Jeremy Clements all the luck in the world. This is a feel-good story for me, start to finish, as an old stock car guy who's been around for a lot. This is the type of thing that I love. Jump into the open-wheeled cars. The crowd on Saturday night at Gateway for the IndyCar race, outstanding. This is a full grandstand that sometimes in professional motorsports, don't we have a problem finding nowadays, is a packed grandstand. Now, the place wasn't sold out because Gateway has turns, or excuse me, as grandstands in the first and second corners. They were not open. They were closed. They were empty. But the Speedway worked to fill that main grandstand, which holds a ton of people. There's a lot of people that fit in there, and that place was packed. They looked great. Gateway Motorsports Park, as I teased earlier, knocked it out of the park, did a great job in promoting IndyCar, Verizon, everybody. It's good to talk about success stories, the Clements success story, the Gateway IndyCar success story. I complain and bitch and moan enough about these shows, about professional motorsports falling short. I complain. They do silly things. They don't fulfill their potential. I call them out on it all the time. These were fantastic things that happened. Good things, stories that rose above and made us love racing again. It wasn't an IndyCar race or a stock car race playing to an empty grandstand. We had a good crowd at Road America. We had this fantastic crowd at Gateway on Saturday night for the IndyCar race. It was beautiful sight to a guy who has whose heart and soul has been in motorsports for so many years. And I just, you know, makes me choke up when I see the sport stumbling. Gateway Motorsports Park's IndyCar race, outstanding. That was, love to see it. Sticking with the open wheel guys, Lewis Hamilton put up some numbers over the weekend that, love him, hate him, and I know some of my friends out there get on the NBCSN crew for loving on Hamilton too much. You know who you are out there. But, I mean, look at what the guy's doing. Let racing dictate the story. And Hamilton is a huge story week in and week out at F1. We complain in NASCAR about Jimmy Johnson or Martin Truex Jr. or Kevin Harvick, the same old stories. They have the same problem in F1 with Formula One and with Ferrari and Mercedes pretty much dominating the action. Hamilton in particular over the last several years. He won the pole on Saturday in Belgium, and it tied Michael Schumacher's record of 68 poles. That's the kind of number that when Schumacher put it up at 68, nobody really thought anyone would ever touch that kind of a number. 68 poles. Now he's tied with Schumacher. Hamilton is. It's his 200th start in the series. It seems, he's been around roughly 10 years. Career win number 58. Do the math. 200 starts, 58 wins, better than one out of every four starts he's winning a race in his entire career. And only three other guys have won on that date of their 200th career start: Schumacher himself, Jenson Button, and Nico Rosberg. Rosberg did it just last year as a Mercedes teammate to Hamilton. Some incredible numbers. We're going to the feel-good stuff. Now we're going to an aggravated guy, which I could hopefully turn into a feel-good story for me personally on a selfish level. Fernando Alonso, not happy with his run at Belgium over the weekend. He's once out, I think, of where he is. He's got several good offers for 2018. He declined to say who. He declined to say what's strong. But yeah, IndyCar is still on the table. I fell in love with this idea when I saw him at the Indianapolis 500 racing for McLaren. He was happy to be competitive and fighting for a win. He doesn't even like to fight for fourth or fifth spot. He likes to be included in the battle for the win. He can do it in IndyCar. And he still says at the end of August, here we are, I'm talking on August 28th, he still says at the end of August that the IndyCar series here in America is a possibility. I wrote a story on that not too long ago. Go to speedwayreport.com. You'll see, where will Fernando Alonso race in 2018? I got a column on that, just on what I've observed. No official interviews with anybody, no official press releases, but yeah, Alonso, that idea of him coming to America and racing in the IndyCar series alive and well. I loved it. So I said, feel good stories all around on this edition of Speedway Report. Not too much bitching and moaning, except for Alonso over his radio when he didn't finish the race yesterday. But more upset he gets, better chance we got of having him in America in 2018. People have told me the odds of him leaving F1 are long. I agree, they're long. But you're saying there's a chance. Yeah, he just might come to the United States still for 2018. Everyone, in between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, speedwayreport.com. I just told you, go there, look for my Alonso story. And our Speedway Report TV replays are now posted on the site. Just head to the top ribbon, click on the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show and archived programs. We also have columns posted from Steve Zonger, Paul Bluffus, and me. Please go to speedwayreport.com, check out our website. Thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the production work tonight. You can hear more from Jeff and the Racers Reunion family. That's Tuesday night, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Racing Through History. And don't forget, Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern Time right here on Racers Reunion Radio. Big thanks to everyone on the chat rooms tonight. Good to be part of your Racers Reunion family. And if you did you tune in late, or would you like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report? It can be viewed on demand at speedwayreport.com, racersreunion.com, and on the Speedway Report Facebook page, as all of our shows are archived. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Don't go anywhere, because BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with DragList.com. Please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at SpeedwayPat. For Jeff Gilder, I am Patrick Reynolds. Now, we will be off next Monday for the Labor Day holiday and be back in 2 weeks, September 11th, with news from Richmond, Virginia, the World 100 at Eldora, and plenty of short track results. Thank you all for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReports.com. Good night, everybody.